Hi, Jessica. It's Needy Medina. Sorry I missed your call earlier.
It's okay. I'm in a time zone.
Oh, well, you know what's funny is I called Cody and I heard him driving and I'm like, maybe I should call Jessica. He goes, yes, can you please?
Yeah, I just got home and I just actually heard his truck pull up, so he'll be walking in the door.
Okay. Yeah. I did get the email. You guys had a couple more questions, and I know that's what you said in your voicemail. So,
yeah.
What questions did you have?
So we just wanted to verify. We know you said that we could cancel at any time, and there's no fees to cancel. Is there some, like when we sign, is there something in writing that we sign that says that? We just don't want to be hit with the...
Oh, absolutely. So let me tell you. So I'll be super transparent with you, right? So like we ask you for a 3-month verbal commitment to stick it out with us 3 months, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because again, it doesn't happen overnight and you got to be able to compare 1 month to the other, right?
Yeah.
So let's say, Jessica, after 60 days, after your second month, you're like, listen, I don't want to pay a 3rd month. I want to cancel. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always going to tell you, make sure you call at least 3 business days before that next billing is due, okay, to not get charged on that billing date. Now, if you canceled after 60 days, which is before the 90 days, there will be an early termination fee of $199, okay? And it's in our terms and conditions that we sent you in writing. If you cancel after the 3rd month, after the 90 days, there is absolutely no cancellation fee. Okay?
So you basically do it for at least 3 months or you have to pay that $199.
Or else you would pay the $199 if you're canceling after the 2nd month. Yeah. And I like to be very, very transparent on that only because I'm the type of person, I like to be straightforward and then we're both on the same page. I'm even like that in my personal life, and I think that's why my daughters sometimes get annoyed with me because I'm going to tell them what they don't, probably what they don't want to hear. So does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, because basically how it works, right, you're basically paying, how I would explain it is like you're paying for the local SEO, right? And I'll give you an example, okay? We basically... If you take the $189, if you look at that email I sent you, okay, that email I gave you the breakdown where from the $299, okay, if you look at it, $199 is going to your local SEO, right, the map programming and the maintenance. $100 is going to your Facebook advertising, and that's why I say you won't incur click fees. So when you take the $189 and the $100, it's $299 a month, right? So basically we're only having you commit really to the $199 monthly. So if you were to cancel even after the 1st month, okay, if you take $199, you times that by 3, that's $597, okay? Your 1st month, you've already paid the $199 and the $100, right? Now, you cancel after that 1st month, you take that $597 minus $199, so then you would be committed to paying $398 for the early termination fee if you're canceling after that 1st month. If you cancel after the 2nd month, it's $199 because that would be the remaining of the $597, and it'll show it in the terms and conditions that we sent you in writing. But if you're canceling after the 90 days, there is absolutely no cancellation fee because you committed to the 3 months.
If we are, like, at least getting, like, on Google, if we see ads going, like, if we see the work, we're going to at least stick it out for 3 to 6 months.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. And you guys are... Realistically, we know, and I'll always say this, and I've had some people tell me, well, I've asked someone said that they'll get me on there in 7 days. I said, first of all, they're charging you $199. That includes no ad campaign. That is impossible. They can't get you verified that quick. And there is no way that if they're not doing Google ads, you're not going to be up there in 7 days, period. But they promise these people these things, and that's the hardest part of my job. I was very clear what the timeline looks like. And I will not blow smoke, okay? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a believer, and it doesn't sit well with my spirit. I can't do it.
Well,
I'm going to be straightforward.
I don't know anything about our business, but we're built on faith. Our logo, I mean, you saw it has a cross on it. We're
yes.
not, we're following in our obedience, and we feel like we need to disciple through our business.
Absolutely. You know,
so
I have a friend.
We don't take it lightly.
Yeah, I have a friend, and they started their business. They're called Kingdom Contractors. They're out here in California. And her husband, he hit his knees, and I share this with you because of the fact, like, you're faith-based as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his promise was, Lord, if you help me get this general contractor's license, and you help me with this business for it to take off, I promise that I will serve your people and I will take care of your people. And they're very, we have a homeless ministry that my husband and I run. It's a homeless outreach. And that's just where our heart's at. We are involved in many ministries in our church, but that one in particular, and I'll tell you, him and his wife are always on board with us. Whether it's helping us out with the food or blessing bags. And, you know, you have to stay obedient. Just the other day, someone gave my husband $100, and we're doing a connect group. We do Bible study every Friday for our church, but at my in-laws, because it's more of an entertaining house.
Yeah, that's how mine is. That's my small group.
Yeah, and do you know, we call them connect groups because it's supposed to be connecting, fellowshipping, break bread and all that, you know, and break down the word, right?
Yeah.
Do you know, Jessica, that my husband looked at me and he goes, it's on my heart. I got to give this $100. Could you give it to one of the girls? And I looked at him and I said, okay. And then the next day he was like, and he literally told me this. He's like, Nadine, I didn't realize we have a bill coming up. I should have given that to you towards the bill. And I said, let me ask you, Anthony, God put that on your heart, right? And he's like, yeah, I just felt like the tug on my heart was to give it to her. And I said, okay, then you need to stay obedient. I know that God's gonna make it up in another area. You know what I mean? He's going to take care of it. But it's testing you to see if... Exactly. Don't ask me because God's map never matches mine.
Yeah, no, really.
Never. But yeah, so I share that with you. I mean, I don't know where I'm going with all this, right? But
no, I mean,
when I can talk about it.
To know that it's not.
It's just, you know,
we're a small business, so we're a brand new business. So
yes.
We are scared to, you know, commit to spending this much
of
money.
Course.
Maybe that was what I needed to hear.
You know, Jessica, and I'll tell you again, you know, and like, I was even talking about this because my manager is a believer as well, and I was just telling her, I said, you know how, I don't know, it's just really touching to hear someone that, like, listen, I need to pray on this. Like, I mean, we should always go to him, right, for a lot of things that we do, but prior, right, to making decisions,
yeah.
You know. So when you mentioned that, I was like, hey, you know what, if God feels it's aligned, he's going to let you know. You know what I mean? My job is just to explain it to you, how we can assist you guys. It's not going to happen overnight. And I tell anybody, if you are hurting for business and you have absolutely no work and you are struggling, this program, it's not going to turn it overnight. I've had people tell me, well, I'm so booked out. That's the best time when to do it because you got enough business coming in. If you were to tell me, listen, I'm desperate. I have absolutely no work. We're struggling. I would tell you that maybe you need to hold off because it's not going to happen overnight. You know what I mean?
We'll get calls and then we pause, but he's still working on the oil field right now.
Oh,
he's
okay.
He's already, my baby. Because we're, I mean, it's not consistent enough for him to.
Right.
To quit
so
yet. So
it's like a side hustle for him?
It is, but he works, he has a lot of vacation time, so he can take off.
Good.
We put in a lot of hours on the off, and he...
Kind of still get paid, and then do your work, too, at the same time. There's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes that's what you got to do.
And they know, so they're okay with it.
Hey, as long as you're honest, you know what I mean? And I say it
yes.
time and time again, honesty is the best policy, right? And
mm-hmm.
and God honors that, no matter what. So...
Yes.
There was another question that you had. So did that kind of clarify as far as, like, the cancellation fee, if you cancel before the 90 days? Okay.
And then, so we know we'll be paying, like, the $299 a month.
Uh-huh.
Is there any other fees that we'll be surprised with, or, like,
no.
any other?
Nope. No other fees. No other fees at all. In fact, even when they click on your ad, you're not incurring additional click fees because you're paying that flat rate. We're going to run those ads to run throughout the month, okay? So there's no, like, it's $2.99. It's not going to be even a penny more than that. So it's $2.99 each month. And that's why I send it to you in the email, because it'll show you the breakdown of what the monthly ongoing is. That is your proof as well that this is what she said. This is what I'm paying. And it'll show it also in the terms and conditions receipt. Okay?
I see. Okay. And then so I looked up, Cody said, so y'all do precision and all about garage doors. So I looked at precision and I saw that they have a website, and I mean, it does, it's there right under the map. I mean, I can't deny that. Like, it is where you said it would be. But why doesn't all about garage doors or whatever that website is, why don't they have a website?
On All About Garage Doors?
Or it might be something else. Okay, Bubba.
I don't recall All About Garage Doors being one of our clientele. Was it on our website?
I don't know. He said that. I thought he said that one, or he said something.
So I know, like, there's probably other companies that are listed there. They're there in Louisiana?
So whenever I look up, it keeps making me do the AI thing. When I'm looking up, like, garage door repair Lafayette, Louisiana, it says Precision, and then it has All About Garage Doors, and then Precision's the only one under the map.
Yeah.
And then it has,
so,
like, Acadiana Garage Doors.
Yeah. So those are typically, those are probably working with other Google Channel partners, right? So we're like one out of 30 in the United States. Some of those companies are typically might be working with another one, because we can't sign up the same. We can't sign up you and a competitor within the same company. So chances are they are working with someone else.
Okay.
Now, if they don't have a website, that'll usually draw like a red flag, because Google wants them to have a website in order to even run Google ads. But there are some companies, sometimes their website isn't showing because they took it down for whatever reason, because they're revamping it or what have you.
Okay.
The reason why we like for you to have a website is because ours have the automatic SEO settings that'll help with your ranking too. And it's a Google compliant mobile friendly website. If you see someone that doesn't have a website, chances are their website isn't Google compliant. And so they're probably revamping it, or it might be that they took it down for whatever reason, or they might be working on one at the time. And that's usually when you see someone who doesn't have a website. I saw All About Garage Doors in Louisiana. It looks like they're in Gonzales.
Yeah.
And I see them with the website. I did see a website. Yeah.
Huh.
I just saw their page. I went and looked them up.
When I click, it's not showing me one. But, I mean, okay. I was just kind of curious on it.
Yeah. Great question, though, to ask.
The website is important to us.
Now, yeah, absolutely.
Can you tell me about the Precision website? What, baby? What, my love?
Precision website? I would have to look at that account to see if they're one of ours. I know if you look at our website on localsplash.com, it'll give you some of the companies that we have service and have our assisting, localsplash.com.
Local Splash. What?
Yeah. Even if you go to our pricing page, in fact, let me send you this, testimonials. Let me actually, I can send it to your cell phone. Let me see.
Woody hat. Oh, let me put Woody's hat on. Okay.
So cute.
He has been in a Toy Story phase for 2 years.
Oh, no. Really? Oh my
love.
Gosh. It's so funny because the kids go through phases, right? Toy Story.
Hi.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Hi.
Aww. Are you being a good boy?
Yes,
you like Toy Story?
For 2 years. Loves it. We finally watched Toy Story. He actually doesn't know it yet because he doesn't understand. But we're taking him to Disney just to go see Woody.
Disney in Florida?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you, I live in Anaheim, which is literally 5 minutes away from Disneyland. My grandkids love it because of the fireworks show. It sounds like a war zone to me, but they love it. I mean, it's pretty expensive.
I can't wait to go see the fireworks. I've never even experienced that.
Oh, my gosh. You guys will love it. It's, you know, it's a good experience. How old is he?
2. So young, but...
It's okay. He probably won't remember it, but he's going to have fun. And then I would suggest even taking him when he gets a little bit older, so this way he can really understand. I mean, just even with the characters, he's probably going to go crazy.
I know, just seeing. We showed him a video of Disney, of Woody and them, and he wouldn't stop watching the video. It was like, oh,
aww,
he probably watched it like 5 minutes.
So sweet. I'm trying to find the client testimonials. Here it is. Let me send you this link. So that way I'll send it to your email.
Okay.
I'll put client testimonials. This will kind of give you an idea of the different industries. Let me see. So you only have one?
Yes, right now.
Oh. Such a blessing. And they grow up fast.
They do. They do. Too fast. I already feel like she's already 2. I wanted to ask, the thing that we'll have to do, like the training or whatever, where we talk to somebody.
Uh-huh, the client interview and onboarding.
Yes, so we both work Monday through Friday. Do y'all provide that on the weekends?
We don't, but let me tell you. So you know we're 2 hours behind you, right? Because we're on the West Coast. So I have appointments that range between, I can get an appointment as late for you, as late as, and I can tell you, like if I were to look at the calendar, because usually we block out an hour, the appointment takes about 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer, but like let's say your appointment was tomorrow, right, or say I would have to make your appointment on Thursday. I have an appointment as late as 4 to 5 o'clock. I can do a Friday. Friday, I have a 5 to 6. So that would be your time zone. So even if we called you, let's say we put you for the 5 to 6 o'clock your time, and we call you right at 5 and or 5:30, and you're like, hey, can you guys call me back at like 5:45? They'll call you right back. And I can request that they can call you closer to 6 so you guys can get through the client interview, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that would work. I mean, if we would do it, like, this week, that would work.
I think it would be best. Yeah, next week, I feel like that's pushing you guys out too far. I think the sooner we get you through it, the better. So even if we did it Thursday or even Friday would be sufficient. If we're doing it any later than that, I feel like it's delaying things for you guys. You know what I mean? And pretty much what they do in the client interview is they're going to go over the information that you and I go over, you know, business name, phone number, and all that. And then they're also going to discuss with you about the website, where to send us pictures. They're going to talk to you about the Facebook ads. So it's really where I like to say the magic happens. The magic won't happen with me. It's going to happen in your client interview. Okay?
Okay.
So okay. I sent you another link to the email that shows you, like, the different companies, like HVAC, electricians, roofing, landscape, general contractors.
I was actually just looking at that.
Garage doors. So these are different companies, their testimonials from our services.
Yeah, I was looking at, I was trying to look up one of the Blackstone.
Let me see where they're at.
I think I might be having trouble, though, because maybe I'm not.
Let me see. They're actually in Florida.
Oh, the one in Kissimmee, Florida?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're in Kissimmee, Florida.
Maybe it's because I'm so far.
Yeah, it possibly could be. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And then remember that you guys will have a customized tracking and reporting system so that you are able to track your results. That's, for me, the beauty of the program, is not just taking our word for it. Okay?
So if we
you
are
have
on,
to be able to track
have,
that.
What's it called? Say we have, like, we're getting 2 calls from Facebook, 3 calls from Google. We're on Yelp already, so I don't know if y'all want to use our Yelp profile. I just created it. One for
we'll
Yelp.
Brand it. Yeah, we're going to want to brand that Yelp page just so that way you have that is also visible. We're not going to do any Yelp ads. Now, Yelp might call you, okay, Jessica, to do Yelp ads. And I'm going to tell you one thing about Yelp ads because we do Yelp ads too. With Yelp, if you go directly through Yelp to do Yelp ads, you are managing that page. And Yelp, the majority of the time, you're going to receive a message, okay? That message, you need to respond to it right away because if you do not, what happens is they're also, because that message is coming from a direct potential prospect, okay? That person's looking for your service, they're messaging you. But they're also messaging a couple of other companies, too, because they're trying to find somebody. You want to make sure you respond to those messages right away, because if you don't, you're going to lose the opportunity, and that can also hurt your ranking on Yelp. Okay, so just an FYI.
One guy randomly messaged us on Yelp, and he had, like, asked us something, and it was at 9 o'clock at night, and we all messaged back, like, maybe within 5 minutes, and then we never heard again.
Yeah. You might get some spam messages through Yelp. I'm not going to say that you won't. You might. But with Yelp, it is a good directory. If you're doing Yelp ads, you need to just be really mindful and answer those messages right away because you get charged when they click on the ad, and you get charged when they message you. They call that a lead. Okay? So
that's why we had kind of turned off from Yelp.
Yeah. And I'll be honest with you, that's what happens. If they click on your ad, there's a charge per click. A charge per lead is when they message you, okay? That means that someone's interested, they're reaching out to you, and even if they don't respond to you, you're still being charged for that lead. FYI.
Is that all the time?
Well, you didn't give them any of your credit card information, right, with Yelp?
Correct. No,
okay,
they called, coded, and kept them on the phone for like 45 minutes.
Yeah, as long as you didn't give them any credit card information, you're not being charged for that. And I'll tell you why, because I have a cousin, she has a catering business, and she doesn't pay for Yelp, and she still gets messages through Yelp, people inquiring about quotes. And
okay.
She gets business off of that.
Yeah, I mean, we'll take the business, but I don't want to pay
right?
every time someone clicks my profile.
Yeah, so that's good, right? Yeah, just don't give them, as long as you don't give them any of your credit card information and they're telling you we're going to give you free leads, but we're not charging you, but we need a card, just be aware you'll eventually get charged.
Okay?
So an FYI.
Okay, well, good to know.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if this will help us down the road, I mean, the him being full-time in this is the end goal.
Yeah, to go full-time, absolutely.
So, I mean,
so
if this is what we need to do, then that's what we'll do.
Okay. So do you want to create the account in your name or in Cody's name? Like, who would be the primary, you or Cody?
Cody's the one on the LLC, so we'll put him.
Okay.
Name.
And then I'm going to put you down, Jessica, as being authorized, okay, to make changes on the account. Your last name, you guys spell it R-A-F-F-R-A-Y,
Yes.
How do you pronounce that? Raffray?
Raffray.
Raffray. Okay, got it. I don't like messing up last names. It drives me crazy.
Okay, and that one's a little different.
Unique.
Yeah.
Now, I know earlier Cody and I were talking about food. I had a friend who I grew up with, and his dad and mom were from Louisiana, and man, I said they had the best gumbo, but man, sometimes that food was too hot for me. The Cajun spices is so good.
We like our spice over here.
Yes. And then the company name is Legacy Garage Doors with the ampersand repairs, right?
Yes.
Okay. What's the address that you guys are associating with the business?
So right now it's at our house.
Okay, that's fine. That address will not show on Google. Typically, you use your home address as your home office. What's that address?
118 Hoosier, H-O-O-S-I-E-R Lane.
Okay.
And it's in Church Point, Louisiana.
Okay. That is so funny. Do you know that there's one in Mountain City, Tennessee?
No, I did not know that, actually.
I didn't know that either. My computer will give me suggestions, and I'm like, nope, it's Church Point. And, yeah. Okay.
That's crazy. That's a small world.
And I'll make sure that the address is hidden because, again, we don't want your address showing up on Google, okay?
Yeah, and we will. We are kind of putting this house on the market. So we'll be moving.
Aww,
so we'll just kind of reach out to y'all.
Well, just let us know. Once that happens, just let us know so that way we can update it in the system, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to do some notes for the technician. I'm going to kind of go a little bit backwards on this. So I'm putting, obviously, his garage door insulation repairs. He does gate repairs too, right?
What do you mean?
Like he repairs gates, like say an electric gate or like say one of those roll. I know I asked him about it earlier. Ask him if he does any gate repairs. So I
do
can
any
put it
gate
down.
Repairs?
Gate.
Gate. Oh, gate. No. No gate.
No.
Just
okay.
Anything like roll up doors, that kind of stuff.
Yes, roll up doors. That was my next question for roll up doors. He does installs on that too?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Installs, repairs, trying to think of like a, yeah, like a maintenance little package.
Yeah. That's good. Aww.
He's playing with potato right now.
He's like, hurry up here. Aww. What are his typical hours of operation?
Like 7 to 6, but we are closed. Saturdays, it's a little bit shorter hours, and then the Sabbath, we're closed.
Yes, I was going to say. So Saturday, what do you typically think for Saturday?
We could do like, what do you want to do on Saturday? Like 8 to 4? He said he doesn't care, so we could, he said same hours if we need to, 7 to 6.
You want me to do 7 to 6, Monday through Saturday?
Monday to Saturday, 7 to 6. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. If you need to change it, don't worry about it. We can make the changes, and I'm going to put Sunday is closed.
Okay. That's perfect.
Come on now. Okay. Yeah. And then I'm going to put, because with the Facebook ads, we can target as far as 50 miles. Is that okay for now? Targeting 50-mile radius? Or do you want to scale that?
50-mile radius.
That
yeah,
would be the furthest.
Miles.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And then
we want to target any and all.
Right. And do you guys prefer when we communicate with you? Phone calls, text messages, email, all three, phone and text?
All three.
All three. Now, we're going to put a local tracking number. Remember, it's going to be linked to Cody's phone. So the only time that it records that call is if they click and call the tracking number. If they're calling his phone number directly, like clicking on his actual phone number and calling him, that call's not recorded. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So, like, if somebody clicks on when I post, we did this roll-up door today, and they take
and
his number off
number?
Of there.
Yes, that will not be recorded unless if they clicked on a tracking number that we are posting and they click on that tracking number, then it records it.
Now, do I have to give y'all, so, like, my Facebook or our Facebooks are kind of linked to the
So I'll tell you what you'll do. Yeah. So what you're going to do is you're going to add us on as managers, and our technicians will walk you through it. You're going to add us on as managers to the Facebook page. You hold the ownership. We're just managers
okay.
on it so that we can manage the Facebook ads. I still encourage you to post on that Facebook page to keep
okay.
that content fresh. And then I'm also, once the team, once you're verified and all, the team, there's through the client dashboard, you're able to actually track where you could go in, put a phone number of your clients or an email address of theirs, and it'll automatically send them a link to your Google Business profile so that they can leave you a review. Okay?
Okay.
I encourage it.
And, yeah, we ask everybody to put, like, our Facebook
yes.
reviews. I think we have a four
one thing
right
about
now.
Yelp, I'm going to tell you one thing about Yelp, though. Yelp, if you ask to leave a review, Yelp will filter your reviews. If they feel that you ask them to leave your review, it'll kind of filter it to as not a review recommended or something. They're really weird about it.
Yeah, it sounds like Yelp is a...
Now, when you, Jessica, when you guys have been trying to submit yourselves on the Google Business Profile, you have access to go into that you've been trying to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put on here, has been trying to get verified and gets denied. What, you guys have the LLC, right? Some type of licensing
yes.
or registration and insurance, correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm going to put in here, has LLC. Because one thing is we're going to ask you guys for pictures of that, just so that way when we're getting you through the verification process, Google requires it. Those photos will not show anywhere online. Okay, they're actually hidden.
Okay.
And then we'll send you a list. I'll go over it with you once we get it all set up here.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to be walking you through a voice verification recording, and basically what it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you that we send in writing along with your invoice. Now, when I am walking you guys through this, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, stop me. You say, Nadine, wait a minute, what does that mean? And then what I'll do is I'll go back and review it with you, and then I'll rephrase it. I want to make sure that you guys have a very clear and firm understanding before we even process the transaction. Does that sound good?
Yes, I did want to tell Cody that if we cancel before 3 months,
yeah.
It's the $199, but after 3 months, it's not. It's only a $199 because of a certain way that it's added up. But if you cancel after 3 months, there's no money that you owe. It says yes.
Okay. Yeah.
You want to hear the, we're about to go over the thing. You want to hear it?
It's, I would suggest that you, if you can, put me on speaker because, I don't know if the card's in your name or in Cody's. If it's in your name, Jessica, then you're going to answer the questions. If it's in Cody's name, I need him to answer the questions, but I would love for both of you to hear it.
It's under both, but it's under the business and then we both have a card.
Okay, perfect. So if you want to put me on speaker, Jessica, and I'll go over it with you, and then he can hear along or whoever wants to answer when I'm asking the questions.
You want to answer or you want me to answer? Okay, I'll answer.
He's like, it's okay,
me?
Sweetheart. We're almost done, I promise. And then I'll let you have
dog.
Mommy.
That's the issue
Aww.
Right now.
He's like, listen, I got energy right now. It's not my bedtime yet.
Yeah, I just got home from daycare. I'm ready to go.
My grandson's the same way. I have little ones and I got big ones. We got 18 of them.
Yeah, so you understand for sure.
Oh yeah, yeah. They love my husband because he gives them whatever they want, and I'm more of the stricter one. But when they need comfort, guess who they run to? not grandpa. Uh-huh. They come to me. Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording. Okay. And remember, if there's anything you don't understand, let me know so that way we can go back and clarify. Okay.
Okay.
So it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Legacy Garage Doors and Repairs.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jessica Raffray,
owner. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
I'm also notating that Cody Raffray, your husband, is the primary on the account, but both of you are authorized to make changes. Is that correct?
Correct. And Cody's right here.
Thank you. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, right now, what I'm going to do, and I'm going to send it to both of your phone numbers, since you and I are on the phone, I'm going to text it to you first. I want you to save our 877 number in your contacts under Local Splash, because whenever we call you, our customer service department, they will call you from that number, okay?
Okay.
So let me text it to you first, and then I'll text it to Cody. It's also going to include, as well, your login credentials for your client dashboard. So it'll have your username and password in there too. You guys will have the same username and same password, okay? The username will be his phone number, no dashes. And then the password is included in there, all lowercase. You and I will go over it right before we disconnect, okay?
Okay.
Because I'm going to have you try it while we're on the phone. So let me now send it to Cody. Okay. And Jessica, do you know if that text came through to you?
I don't see anything yet.
Okay. And it's, again, going to have our 877-635.
Oh, I just got it now.
Beautiful. Make sure you save that number in your contacts under Local Splash, okay? Please allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all calls to you, okay? Now, as I was mentioning earlier, because you're going to have more visibility, just always be advised that you might get calls from third-party vendors that are not related. They're unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to provide you a security question to verify that the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company, okay? Now, okay. You can choose for it to be either your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
Okay, we'll do the mother's maiden name.
Okay, and what was the maiden name for mom?
Traha.
What was that?
T-R-A-H-A-N.
Okay.
That's one of those Cajun names, I'm sorry.
That's okay, you don't have to apologize. Us Hispanics have even weirder names. You don't want to know what mine was. T-R-A-H-A-N or N-A?
A-N. T-R-A-H-A-N.
Yeah.
Okay. T-R-A-H-A-N? Trahan,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. Close enough.
Now,
yeah.
Let's say you guys get a call and you're not sure it's actually us calling. Just ask. What's my security question? If it's us, we're going to tell you, Trahan. If they refuse to give you the security question, disconnect the call. If they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay? So we do that for your protection.
Okay.
Now, I'll give you an example because several of my clients get called by Yelp, right, which we all know it's a directory that they do specific advertising for their directory. Should you continue to get those calls, okay, and you're interested in running Yelp ads at any time, I would suggest you call us first because we can get you more of a discounted rate, okay? That's if at any point you're ever interested in Yelp, all right?
Okay.
Now, in hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes. Does this, if we like sponsor a softball team or a kids baseball team in the area, does that matter?
No, no, not at all. So
okay.
Like, let's say for example, right? You're going to do some other marketing. Okay. And all we're telling you is just give us a call, give us a heads up and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing. Right. We'll tell you, oh yeah, go for it. It's not going to interfere with what we're doing. We just want to make sure that you guys aren't spending more money if you don't need to, is what it is. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
so like posting on Facebook and stuff, that's not marketing.
Yeah, posting on Facebook, you're fine. But if you were starting to do your own Facebook ads, we would tell you, hey, you're spending more money because we're doing it. Now you guys are paying to do it. So it could conflict and cause you more problems than help you. And then it's costing you more. Okay? Now, as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include business license, business insurance. It may include other documents recommended for the Google Business Profile verification. We do kindly ask that you get these submitted to us within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation could result, okay, within that time frame, it could result in you guys having delays or even suspension of your account with us. So do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes. The only thing that I have been trying to find, like I have our articles of organization.
Okay.
And then, but the license, I think this is the one that I, like it says, it has a certificate of Louisiana, Secretary of State, like it has the whole seal.
Okay.
It says like all fees have been paid, the LLC is authorized to transact business in the state. So I think this is my license.
Does it have the company name on it?
Yes.
Perfect. So send us that. If you have paperwork that shows you have an EIN, send us that. The more that you can send us, the more we're showing Google, like, check it out. This is what they have, okay? And I'll tell you, sometimes it gets a little tricky with garage doors because you guys, they claim, like, you guys have access to someone's home. So this is why if you don't have licensing, it takes it even longer. But because you guys have these things, you're showing more of that you are a legitimate company, okay, which is super helpful. I'll even send you, and we'll go over it too, the list of items that we recommend that you send us pictures of because it's going to help us even get you through that faster, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is January 28th, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, this is a three-month verbal commitment. So what that means is that your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 28th day in the discounted amount of $299. This is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue that agreement at any time, by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. That is the number that I asked you to save, okay? Make
okay.
sure that if you're canceling, to speak with a live representative, okay?
Okay.
If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. So like I was telling you, if you cancel after the first month, it's going to be $398. If you cancel after the second month, it's going to be $199. If you cancel after the third month, there is no cancellation fee. Okay?
Okay, and what if we look up that license? And I don't know, say the license is only $100 and we get one of those other licenses.
Then let
me
know.
Call you back?
Yes,
it's
call
not
me
gonna
back.
Count as like canceling or anything?
No, no, no. Just call me back and say, hey Nadine, we just got that other license. Can you sign us up for the Google Verified program? And then I'll get that monthly drop down for you. And then I'll get that discounted rate for you on the application. Because I'm going to tell you, if you guys can get that license, that program where you pay per lead, you will love it. It is one of Google's better products, hands down.
Okay.
I love that program. Okay. I would offer it to you before Google Ads. Way before Google Ads.
If another like company, just say like Angie's, they keep calling me every week. Is it fine that we tell them we're already with y'all?
Yes, and here's the thing, and let me tell you the difference between Angie's and us. Angie's is a website that your information will be listed on. They will make you sign a year contract, okay? Even if they tell you, oh, it's monthly, it's a year contract, I promise you. What happens is this.
They said if we canceled in 3 months, we have to pay the rest of the year.
Yes. So what happens with them, okay, they don't put you on Google. They put themselves on Google. You're on their website. So if you pay, I don't know what you guys are paying monthly, but I was explaining to this one gentleman, and he was like, no, it's not a contract. And he tried calling them, and he called me back, and he's like, oh, my God, Nadine, you were right. This guy's paying $900 a month.
Yeah, they wanted eight.
He's paying $900 a month. He tried to cancel them after 2 months. They told him, you owe us 35% of the remaining months at $900 a month. He's like, I can't even afford to pay that. I have no choice but to stick with them and hope that I come up with $900 every month. Because you can, I mean, imagine 9 times 11 times what, 10? That's $9,000. 35% of that, he doesn't have that kind of money. And he's a new company. So they're completely opposite of what we do. What they do won't interfere with us because they don't even place you on Google. They do nothing about that. I'm going to highly suggest, I encourage you, have people leave your reviews first on Google before they're leaving them on Angie's, only because the day you ever cancel with Angie's, all your reviews, your content is gone.
I don't have Angie's. I told them no. I'm just saying, like, so they keep calling every week to try to get me to get in.
Yeah.
Is it okay? I just wanted to know if it was okay to say, hey, look, I'm already with
absolutely.
I don't want to talk
you tell them, listen, I signed up with an SEO company. I don't need your services. Thank you, and disconnect the call. That's it. Yeah, absolutely. Now, as I was mentioning to you, if you need to cancel, okay, make sure that you guys, to prevent those charges for that month of service, make sure that you contact us at least 3 business days before that billing is due if you need to cancel. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Do we agree, Corey?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't just saying yeah without you agreeing right there.
Hey, we need to make sure you're on board, Corey, okay? Both of you.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so we just have a couple more minutes, and then I know you guys probably need to get supper going over there. Let me see here. The name on the card, are you going to use the card that's in your name or in Cody's name?
I can use the one on my name. It's our business account.
Okay, whichever. I mean, I know he's on the call with us, too.
Grab the business card.
And then do you want the appointment for Friday between 5 and 6? Would that work better for you guys? Or do you want to try tomorrow between 4 and 5?
5 and 6 our time or your time?
Your time. Whatever time I give you, hon, is in your time zone. The latest appointment I have for tomorrow is 4 to 5 o'clock your time. Friday, the latest appointment is going to be 5 to 6 your time.
Probably down. I don't get off till 4:30, and she don't get off till 5 sometimes.
Do we have to be, can we be on the phone, or we have to?
Oh, you, be on the phone. You're going to be on the phone. It's a phone call, yeah. You won't need to
be
on the computer.
Yeah, we can do tomorrow, I mean Friday at 5 to 6.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to put you in for Friday between 5 and 6. I'll send you guys a reminder an hour before the interview just in case if you forget. And then let me do this here. And then we'll call Cody's number. He's going to be the primary, so we'll always call Cody first.
Okay.
I don't think you want us calling you, like if Cody doesn't answer, that then we're calling you. That's totally up to you, whatever you prefer. Okay?
Either or, it doesn't matter. I mean,
okay.
I stay busy with patients, but I'm very hands off with the business.
Yeah. So I'm going to suggest that they call Cody. If anything, they'll text, leave a message, they'll send an email. But what I'm going to do is I'm just notating that both of you are authorized to make changes to the account. Okay? So this way they're aware.
Okay.
Okay. And then you said, what's the name on the card?
Legacy Garage Doors and Repairs. Oh, well, Cody Raffray.
Okay. No middle initial for Cody, right?
Yeah. Cody J. Raffray.
Okay. And then the Legacy, is it all spelled out, the Legacy Garage Doors and Repairs?
No, it's the and sign.
The and. Okay, the and for sand. Okay.
And repair is just R-E-P-A for some
reason. Well, I think it cut off. But it's
It probably cut it off. usually do, you know? Yeah, they usually do. And then is it the same billing address?
Yes.
Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And then what's the card number when you're ready?
4292.
Uh-huh.
0410.
Okay.
2030.
Uh-huh.
1779.
Expiration, month and year.
0729.
And the CVV code on the back.
555.
Okay. So I'm just updating the package and processing the payment. All fives, huh?
Yeah, I know. I didn't realize that until I said
I'm all set. That's a good sign. No. I know. It's so funny because I have all the ladies right now texting me. I told them, okay, Connect Group Friday. We're doing Italian. I'm going to make spaghetti. I'm going to put some good sausage, like a little spicy sausage in there. I'll make some separate for the kids, you know, because we try to keep it open. Yes. So what we do, so we meet at 7, so we eat from 7 to 7:30, then we do, you know, two or three songs of worship, then we get into prayer, we'll do opening prayer, but we also pray before the food, and then we'll do like a quick introduction testimony. My husband's going to go over, we basically go over the notes that our pastor went over on his sermon on Sunday, and then we kind of elaborate on it. So we are studying 1 Corinthians, and let me tell you, our pastor said, wait until, because we started the series, and, you know, it's Paul's letter, right, to the church.
Yeah.
And, oh, man, he talks about division. He talks about what people are doing wrong. We were talking about the carnal man, the spiritual man, the natural man, and let me tell you, I want to be the spiritual man. I don't want to be the natural one, and I definitely don't want to be the carnal one, because that means I'm Christian, but I'm not doing anything I'm supposed to be doing. I'm doing complete opposite.
Not following that obedience. That's what it'll get you.
Exactly. But, man, it was like my husband's all, say it again, Pastor, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. It was like It was good. And so we kind of go over the same notes, right? And, you know, people have questions, and we're not afraid to say, like, I don't know that answer, but we'll find out from Pastor, and I'll get that answer for you, because I don't want to give someone the wrong answer, you know? So
they all break it down, because it makes it easier.
You know, I have a confession to make, too. So the funny thing is I don't know why it is so hard for me to pick up the word and to read it, right? And my husband says, I pray, honey, that you're encouraged to pick it up. And I said, I don't know why I don't. I just, it's so heavy for me. But I do my devotionals and everything else. He thought, but
yeah.
You got to read. You got to read, because you got to know the truth. You'll know a lie when you hear it. So needless to say, one day, we kind of got into like a little tiff. And he looked at me and he said, you know what? You're shutting off that TV and right now take out your Bible because we're reading. And I'm all, what? Excuse me? And he goes, you heard what I said. I'm putting my foot down. We're going to read tonight. And so it was so funny because I told my pastor's wife, I go, Pastor Liz, you know what my husband told me the other night? And I told her, and she goes, good for him. He's taking his role as the priest of the home. I'm very proud of him. And I started laughing.
Yep.
I go, well, he wanted me to tell you his little praise report on that. But, you know, my friend tells me, she's on Nadine, the more you read the word, you're going to see that it's more of a soap opera. If you read the stories in there, you're not even going to want to put that book down. And I just
That's how
laughing.
I feel in Genesis right now.
You know, what's hard for me for Genesis is because, and my husband was like, why do I got to know father of so-and-so, son of so? And I go, because you got to know the genealogy, right, of where the bloodline is.
That is hard for me, too, though. I'm like, da-da-da-da-da.
But when you read some of those things, I'm like, oh, my gosh, Lord. Some of
yeah.
It's crazy. But
oh, yeah.
It's interesting when you read it, you know, but we have the audio, too, right? And he's like, I can't. It loses me when it starts going through the whole father, the son, the mother of so-and-so. Like, I'm all, but that's how you're going to know where the bloodline is. But,
yeah,
it's good when you start reading.
Yeah. And it's
you should have started getting a bunch of text messages, probably to Cody's phone, and then because I don't want them messaging your phone like crazy. And there's also emails. So there's two of them that I need you to find. There's one that's going to say action pictures needed for Google verification, and then there's one that's going to say initial invoice.
Yes.
Okay. Which one do you see first?
Invoice.
I'm on invoice right now.
Okay. Go ahead and open that one up. I'm going to open it up on my end, and then it goes on today to say, hello, Cody J. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email. Please note this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms identified below. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. You're going to click on that. And then it'll open up this page that'll say at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know
yes.
when you're there. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to walk you through this. Okay. Under the services, this includes for you guys, Google Business Profile Optimization. Okay. Google Business Profile Access. Okay. It's included. You also have the directory submissions, okay? Remember that if you ever cancel with us, your profiles are yours, okay? We're just managing them. You're going to also have the My Site, which is what we call the customized website, okay? The
okay.
website, we are not charging you for it, okay?
Okay.
If you were to cancel with us, you have the choice of paying $49 a month. We continue to host where it says, installation fee is what basically it would be the hosting fee of the website would be $49 a month, okay? If you just want to purchase the domain, then it's a one-time $99 charge. The domain is yours. You just recreate your website, okay? We call it the domain transfer, okay? Now,
okay.
Facebook business page access, you're going to add us on as managers, okay, to your Facebook page. We still encourage you to please post on it. We will manage the Facebook ads. Google Ads does not apply to you, okay? And Google Verified, you guys need the license for that one. But at least this gives you, like, you know, all the good ins and outs of it. We also do Yelp ads, okay? But, again, this is not part of your package. Google Workspace is like having a work email that would say, like, for example, it would say, like, Cody@legacygaragedoorsandrepairs.com. They might offer that to you, but know that it's an additional charge. You do not have to do it, okay? You could simply decline. We don't need the Google Workspace, okay? The call tracking is part of your program. You have the advanced reporting system. Our live client support team is here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 for you. That would be 9 to 6 your time because you're 2 hours ahead. And our 877 number is right there. Make sure you both save that number. We communicate also through text messages, okay? Our delivery dates, as you see here, always I'm going to tell you, no matter what, I'm going to say 60 to 90, okay? No matter what. I've seen it sometimes happen sooner. And when it does for you guys, even better. But I like to under-promise and over-deliver, okay? Where it says payments, you guys paid the $99 setup fee, the $199 goes to the local bundle, $100 in Facebook ads, nothing is charged for the call tracking or my site, the website, so you paid $398 today. Your ongoing monthly after, $199 plus the $100, $299. That price won't change, okay? If you need to put it on a seasonal hold or you need to cancel, call 3 business days before it's due, okay? On here, it says about the ETF, the early termination fee. So early termination fee will be calculated $597 less the total of payments that you have made specifically for the local bundle. So basically, what we're asking is that $597 is 3 months of the local bundle, the $199 each month, okay? So if you had already paid 2 months, you're going to minus $199 for each month that you paid from that $597. So that would mean after 2 months, you would only owe $199 if you canceled. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Where it says, I agree to receive text messages sent to my phone, you're going to click in that box. You're going to click in the box saying that he certifies that he's the authorized holder, and signer of the credit card, and his information is complete and accurate. And then he acknowledges that the payments are automatic and recurring. And where it says to click here and type name as seen above, it's going to be Cody, space, J, no period, Raffray, and then confirm the signature.
Okay.
Now, when you do that, it should open up a page that's going to ask you to put a username and a password. Let me know when you see that.
I'm there.
Okay. Your username is going to be Cody's phone number with no dashes, just the phone number all together. And then I'll read to you what the password is. Let me go to it here. The password will be all lowercase, and it's one word. Good. Local. All one word, lowercase. And then you'll log in. Now, it'll probably tell you to attach or link your Google business profile. You're not going to do anything there because the technician's going to be setting all this stuff up. But I wanted you to try to log in so you can see how easy it is to log into that. Okay?
Okay.
And this is where you guys would track all your results. I would recommend start logging in there within 5 to 7 days so you can start tracking everything. Okay?
Okay.
Now, there's one more I need you to find that'll say action pictures needed for Google verification.
Yes.
Okay. So now this one tells you the pictures that we'll need. We send you this list. okay? And we want you to upload these pictures or email them to us. These will not post anywhere online, but this is to help us get you verified through Google faster. So you'll send us pictures of work tools, work equipment, work vehicle, business license, business insurance, business card if you have one. Whatever you have on that list, you're going to send those pictures. Whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. Send us what you can. If you do invoicing, send us a picture of that, not with your client's information on it, okay? When it talks about the workspace, if he stores, like, his tools in the garage somewhere in the corner, take a picture of that, okay? But anything okay. You have, send it. If you don't have it, again, don't worry about it, okay?
So this will make it speed up because the 60 to 90 days is the only downfall. So if we send
I know.
I mean,
well,
I'm going to
say
every
this.
Single thing on this besides
I'm
going to
say this. Yes, and that's okay. Start sending what you can, and I'm going to tell you this. Keep the open communication with us because that's what's going to help us. If we tell you, hey, we need you, Google's asking for the video verification. I'm going to tell you this. We have, at times, even gotten a representative on Google to do a live video verification with you guys on the phone if we had to, okay, to get this done.
That's
how proactive we would be.
Is when I
and
do
I'm gonna
the
tell
live
you.
Video.
And that's okay. Do you know that we have had in some cases, because, and this is the perks of us being a Google channel partner, we have a direct contact with Google. If we have to request for one of their representatives to be on a live call with you and us to do the video live, I mean in real time on the phone with them, we will do that. We are going to make sure it gets done, okay? So that's why I always say have that little bit of patience. Our goal is to get this all taken care of so this way you have that online presence and you start getting the work, okay? Because we have had many that attempt it, like you do, yourself, you're trying to get it done, and Google keeps denying it. It happens to a lot. I promise you. You're not the only one that it's happened to. I had one guy that was like, oh, my gosh, he has a locksmith business out here in California, and he did it with this first company, and it kept getting denied. We got him through it. I would say 6 months later, he called. He goes, hey, I opened up another location, and I'm having the same issue. I need your guys' help. We did it for him. You know what I mean? And he was able to get verified. So Google, just sometimes it could be that you don't have good reception when you're doing it, or it was 1 second longer than what it should have been. There's just so many factors. So when you got one of us on it, trust me, it's going to get done. So we try to get it done as quickly as we can. But most importantly, keep that open communication. We're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account. Because if you're successful with our program, that is going to equal our success. And that's going to make you stay longer because it's working. Because we're doing the footwork to help you. Right? But it's going to require some stuff for you guys to be a little bit of hands-on. Okay? Because obviously we're not in Louisiana. If they're going to require, nope, we need the video. Okay, well, we're not there to do the video for you. So if we got to get a representative on the phone from Google because they keep denying it, then guess what? We're going to do that because we want you to get verified and done.
I just tried putting the business card on the website under
on the client dashboard right now?
Yeah, and it's telling me it's... Oh, now it's uploading. At first it was saying that it couldn't. There was an internal error.
Okay, yeah. Sometimes if it does that, give it a second, maybe go out and then go back in. That's
okay.
Good. See, this is what I'm talking about. I commend you on being like this because, listen, sometimes with some business owners, it's like pulling teeth.
Oh, no, we don't have time to pull teeth. We're ready to get this business up.
You're like, no, we don't got time for this. Like, this needs to happen now. No, and I appreciate that. You know, and I know some business owners get really, really busy, and I get that. But sometimes it's like, hey, we need this. Yeah, I'll get it to you. Hey, we need you to do the video verification. Yeah, I'll do it tonight. and we're still, and we're calling them every day, and then they're getting upset. You guys are calling me every day because we need you to do the video verification. It's holding us up. We got the profile ready to go, but Google needs to approve it. We need the video verification, you know? And they get upset, but it's like we tell them, we're not here just to take your money. We're here to get the work done. We want to get busy. So, you know,
we're over here to put the work in. Yeah. How long for the website to kind of be up and running?
Website, 7 to 14 days. 7 to 14 days. Because we want you to also confirm once the website's done, they're going to email it to you. They'll send you a notification, and that's the other thing. We'll notify you when the website's done because we want you to look at it in case you have changes. We're going to notify you when the Facebook ads are live. We're going to notify you when you're in the directories. We'll notify you when you get a review. We're going to notify you when you're on the first page, when you're optimized. So we're going to keep you guys in the loop as these steps are being completed so you're aware of the work that we're doing too. Okay? When you get a lead, right? Let's say someone clicked on your website and they filled out a form that'll say contact us. We consider that like a hot lead. So we'll send you a notification, hey, you got a lead from Facebook or you got a lead from your website. So this way you can go back in your tracking and reporting system and retrieve what the message was if you don't see it right away. So I encourage you, utilize that client dashboard. It's going to be your best friend, okay? Great way to keep you guys organized, even with your calls. Okay?
Okay.
I would like to be the first to congratulate you both. I want to welcome you to our local Splash family. Jessica and Cody, I want to thank you both for giving us the opportunity to help you with growing your business. And it has been such a pleasure speaking with you both. I am actually going to make sure, I'm going to do my best to make sure that I am available when it is time to call you for your client interview because I want to do the introduction. And just because we've built that rapport and I want to do that, okay? Now, if for any reason I happen to be on a call when it's time for them to call you or I'm, you know, in a meeting, I will tell you right now that they will not wait for me. They will call you. But I am going to do my best to be available because, again, I want to do the introduction because I enjoy doing that. I'm hoping you get one of my favorites. I mean, they're actually all my favorites, but, you know. I just think it's good because we've built this rapport, and I think it's an easier and smoother transition for you guys as well, okay? I will send you the reminder an hour before. I already sent the invite. So other than that, do you have any other questions for me?
Nope. I think we're good. And I'm already uploading some of the stuff. So
beautiful. Beautiful. I am so happy. Thank you. And, well, I hope you guys have a good evening. Enjoy your time with the little one. And then we will talk on Friday. Okay?
Okay.
Between 5 and 6 o'clock your time. You are so welcome. And we'll be calling from the 877 number. Okay?
877 number. Okay. We'll
yes, ma'am. All right. You guys have a good evening. God bless.
Thank you. You too. God bless. Bye.
Oh, bye-bye.